Explosive devices were sent Wednesday to former President Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the New York offices of CNN Television. The devices appeared to target well-known members of the Democratic Party. The news comes as Americans get ready to vote in the upcoming midterm elections. President Donald Trump condemned the attempted bombings. Trump said, "Acts or threats of political violence have no place in the United States." He added, "We have to unify. We have to come together." The U.S. Secret Service said that the potential explosive devices were identified and removed before reaching Obama and Clinton. The device sent to CNN was addressed to John Brennan, a fierce critic of President Donald Trump. He served as director of the Central Intelligence Agency under Obama. The New York Police Department said explosives experts removed a pipe bomb from the CNN office. The device appeared to be similar to the one sent Monday to financier George Soros, a longtime supporter of the Democratic Party. In Florida, the Federal Bureau of Investigation is investigating an envelope at the office of Representative Deborah Wasserman Schultz. She was the former chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee. The envelope had Schultz's office as the return address and was first sent to Eric Holder with the wrong address. Holder served as Attorney General in the Obama administration. Schultz's address was also the return address on the envelope sent to Brennan. No injuries were reported in any of the incidents. FBI Director Christopher Wray confirmed that a total of 5 packages were sent to Soros, Obama, Clinton, Brennan, and Holder. He said in a statement, "This investigation is of the highest priority for the FBI. We have committed the full strength of the FBI's resources and, together with our partners on our joint terrorism task forces, we will continue to work to identify and arrest whoever is responsible for sending these packages." I'm Jonathan Evans.